everyone. This is Tamela and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, where we come every week to share with you our experiences on treats, business, and life. I am Tamela, owner of Torlitas, for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio, where we specialize in salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, please go to at Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S. Over to you, Taylor.
Hi, I am Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom sweet treats for your special occasion. I can be found on all social media platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats. And today I am doing a demo because this is my demo week. And so I'm just going to show you guys how to, I did a two-tier cake a couple weeks ago now with fresh flowers, and I did some stenciling, but I'm going to show you, this is the first two-tier cake that I did with a filling in the middle. So we're going to talk about stacking the cake, the buttercream, and adding the filling, and then I'll show you the finished look. I did not show the actual stacking of the cake, but I'll talk to you more about it as we go throughout the demo.
Sorry, everyone, that I've seen on Instagram and TikTok and so many other places, and I'm sure that she's going to dazzle us again with some spectacular. So I'm going to share my screen so she can get started.
Thank you, Tamela. All right, so here is the final look of the cake. This is the one that I'm going to be showing the stacking and the filling of the cake and how I release the cakes from the pan. I've talked about it before, but the cake release that I use is a mixture of flour, shortening, and oil, and I blend it in my mixer and mix it up really good, and then I use a brush to brush it inside of my pans, and they all come out so good.
It's so pretty.
Thank you. So here I am. I'm cutting off the caramelization off the top of the cakes and taking them out of the pan. So I don't know. Some people do three cake layers per tier, and some people do four. So what I do, it, I choose to do three per tier. And this is when I'm stacking the cake. So when you are stacking the cakes, one important thing is to always, as you see, you can take off your parchment paper. Don't forget that on there. Also, another thing that I do is I use simple syrups on the cakes. I did a simple syrup on the top of them, so that's why you don't see me adding it to it. But if you guys would like to get some recipes on simple syrup, I created an ebook about simple syrup, and that is what I use on each and every one of my cakes. Sometimes I use it on my cupcakes as well, just to give them some added moisture so that they can stay yummy and fresh when people are eating them. So now we're going to stack the cake. One very important thing is that when you are putting on the buttercream and you're putting in the filling in the middle, is to make sure that you are building up that wall so that the filling doesn't spill out of it when you go to put it into the center of your cake. I'm actually going to put in a whole layer of buttercream before I do that. That's what I'm doing now. And I like to have like a good layer of good ratio of the buttercream to the cake.
And do you want to reveal what type of buttercream you have? for you.
So sure, no problem. So I make my own buttercream. I make all dairy-free buttercream, and I do dairy-free cakes. So unless I am adding some type of chocolate drip dip treat, like cakesicles or cake balls, I am not making it dairy-free. I can make those things dairy-free too. It just depends on the customer and what they need. I don't know why I just walked out. We'll just cut this part out. I think it's because I'm making more frosting while I'm decorating this cake.
You're part two coming soon.
Right, because I can hear my mixer going in the background. Oh, I'm back. Oh, I went to go get the slip. Okay, guys, this is what happened. You see that gray thing that went under there? I went to go get it so my cake didn't slide off of my turntable.
Okay, what is that?
That is just like a slip mat. I get it from the Dollar Tree. Some people use those to put in like their drawers.
Oh, yeah.
And put their silverware on them. So I use that under my cake boards to make sure that my cakes don't fall off of my turntable while
That's a lovely tip.
Yeah, while I'm baking. And so this is a filling that I use. This is my first time using it, but it did taste really good. And so I shall use it again. It's just a strawberry filling. I got it from our local cake store. So I'm just gonna spill it out a little bit. And I did a thin layer of jam, and then I added on my next layer. I always try to make sure that it's even and make sure that that buttercream layer is thick so that that jam doesn't spill out. And now I'm just assembling the rest of the cake. Like I said, I do three layers per tier. Some people do more and some people do less, but that's just my preference. I always try to make sure your cakes are as even as possible. And when I did this, I baked them the same day. And normally, I don't like build the cake layers the day that I bake them. I think I just had to hurry up and finish it. But I normally like to freeze the cake layers so that they could be really easy to work with when I go to stack and fill them.
Is this considered a crumb coat?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the crumb coat, and then this is the final coat that I'm doing.
Looks good.
Oh, that went really fast. So that was the final coat. That was the final coat. And this is the finished cake. And so like I was saying, it has like some fresh flowers, and then I put on some gold leaf on there. And then you could kind of see I did a stencil.
I see it, yes.
Yeah, and so I just made sure that the cake was really, really cold. And then I laid the stencil on top, and then I smoothed the buttercream over it.
Nice.
I have that in another video. So if you guys would like to see that in the future, just let us know in the comments, and I can show you how I added the floral, and I can also show you how I did the stencil. The gold leaf is pretty simple. You just lay it onto the cake. And then I added some white sprinkles.
I think it's beautiful. You did an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. I know they were pleased to get that.
Yeah.
I want a piece right now. Please, can I have a piece right now?
Right. So it worked out. It worked out pretty good. I did end up.
How many slices can you get out of that cake?
So this was the bottom layer. How do I get back to this? So the bottom layer was a 10-inch cake, and I got like, because I end up cutting it. So the bottom layer, it was a 10-inch, and I think I got 32 pieces. And then the top one was 8-inch, and I got 27 slices. And I didn't do like little slices. I actually have a video of me cutting the cake too. They were pretty decent sized slices.
Oh, nice. So you actually make the cake, deliver the cake, and serve the cake. Is that what it is?
Well, in this instance, I did do that.
Very nice. All right.
And
So how
then
can someone get in contact with you for their next tiered cake?
I can always be found on all social media platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats. I have a TikTok too now, since the Kayla convinced me to go on to TikTok. And that is Tay's Kitchen. But orders can be placed for cakes at easytree.me/sweettreats.
That's lovely. I know that they were pleased to get your cake, and I'm pretty sure that it tasted really wonderful. So that was a buttercream. Was that a vanilla base with a strawberry filling?
Yep, so it was a vanilla cake with strawberry filling and buttercream, dairy-free buttercream. The cake is dairy-free too. None of it had dairy. The whole cake was
None of
dairy-free.
it had dairy. Okay, that's different. I would like to try something like that because I don't think I've had a cake that was dairy-free, not to my knowledge. So I might have,
Yeah.
had it and didn't know.
Most
But
of
that's a really a good trend that is really can service a lot of people, whether they are dairy, allergic to dairy or lactose intolerant or not. What is the benefit of having a dairy-free cake?
So the benefit of having a dairy-free cake is that most people don't know that they have an intolerance to dairy, and they think that they are just going through life having to use the bathroom immediately after they have some kind of dairy product. And so we learned, I want to say maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, my daughter, she had like some bumps on her face, and we were trying to figure out like where this bump came from. It almost looked like a pimple, but she was like 4 or 5, so we couldn't figure out where it came from. And then we came into some knowledge about dairy and how dairy milk only comes from nursing cows, and so the milk is only intended for like the calf, is not intended for human consumption. So most people, especially people of color, have a dairy intolerance, and they don't really know it. So we decided to switch over to plant-based butter, and I was tasting the cakes, and I was st I was like, I can't keep tasting these cakes that's made with this butter. And so we switched over for family purposes, and it actually helped me out in my business because a lot of people can't have dairy, and so that's why all of my products are made dairy free unless requested.
And so it's no problem for you to make a non, wait, a dairy, wait, a non, not dairy free,
Yeah.
a dairy cake, put it
A
that way.
dairy cake, yeah, but most people don't even realize that they don't have the dairy because
It's
it
not a
tastes,
something that's missing.
yeah, it's not anything that's missing. I made cakes without, like, the sweet potato pound cake. It didn't have dairy, didn't have eggs, didn't have flour, it didn't have, yeah, it was gluten free, dairy free, it didn't have any nut. Yeah, so you just gotta like know the right combination of stuff. It didn't have baking powder because he can't have baking powder. And so yeah, once you get a once you get an idea of the, I guess it's like going in for like a science experiment and you're like, how can I make this work and still be like delicious? So that's what I do.
Yay. Another fantastic creation from Taylor's Kitchen. Co-host Taylor, you can find her at Taylor's Kitchen on all platforms, or you want to say your social media handles once again?
I can be found on all platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats.
Sounds nice. And please get in contact with her. You know that graduation's coming up. You know that's wedding season and all that good stuff. So don't forget Mother's Day as well. So hit her up. She is available. I guess she'll let you know when she's available. If she's not too packed with her schedule to create a dessert for you. So you want to send us out, Taylor?
Yes, I do. And I also want to let people know that this Saturday, I will be at a pop-up shop in Jackson, Michigan, and I will have all of the details on my social media.
Perfect. What time?
It's open to the public from 1 to 5 p.m.
Lovely. Well, if you're in the Jackson, Michigan area, be sure to check out Taylor's Kitchen. And if you want to hit her up on her social media, she'll have all the details for you and what she will have available. So this has, again, been a wonderful opportunity and another demo by Tamala and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, especially the co-host Taylor, who has brought us a two-tiered dairy-free cake that was designed and created to really reflect, I think, her talent and personality. She had so many different elements to that cake that I'm pretty sure anybody would be just blown away by it. So with that being said, if you want to check us out on our social media, as well as email us at treattalktuesday@gmail.com. Please do so. We are looking for wonderful treat makers. If you're not too shy, we really are nice people. We would love to have you as one of our guests. And if you haven't checked out our... I'm sorry. It sounds like I got a little allergies going on. If you want to check us out on our volume one of our podcast desserts, please do so. Go to the link in our bio, or you can go to eztree.me/treattalktuesday to order your copy today. And it's actually a digital download, so you can get it instantaneously. So with that, I am Tamala with Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. And I'll have Taylor give the last word.
Thank you, Tamala, for all your kind words. Like she said, stay connected with us through our YouTube page, also through our social media platforms. And we just want to thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to tell us if you like the cake down in the comment section below. We premiered this video every Tuesday at 12 p.m. on our YouTube channel. So we want you to say, just want you guys to have a blessed week. And thank you for watching. Bye.